Well, trip's been fantastic. I'm American. I live in The Hague in the Netherlands, however, for some years. We were in Denali National Park for 5 days before we came to the ship. That was also National Geographic Lindblad organization. It's just been spectacular. First time in Alaska for both of us.
How long have you been in Petersburg today, just for a little short visit?
We just
visit?
Got off the ship this morning at 8 o'clock. We're just going into town for a little bit of a look between things, and at 10:30 we're on a flight seeing trip over over the glacier.
Have you had a favorite part of the trip so far?
All of it.
Great. Let's see, I'm from the Seattle area, the Olympic Peninsula, and we flew into Fairbanks about 3 weeks ago. We visited Denali, and we picked up the ship in Sitka, and we're traveling back to Seattle. It's a great trip.
So you guys must be living in Seattle. Are you pretty familiar with Alaska? Have you been here before?
Or? We've been here before about 3 or 4 times, but love to come back.
Do you have any favorite parts that you enjoy the most? Is it the wildlife or the small towns? Or
the wildlife. And by far the highlight of the trip has been we went to Homer and took a seaplane over to Geographic Bay and watched bears. We got out of the plane and they had us seated on a stream bed, and we saw at least 25 or 30 bears there. Very close.
My name's Gordon Heal. I'm from Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay.
And we flew into Anchorage, did Denali, Fairbanks, came back to Sitka, spent a few days in Sitka, and then got on the National Geographic boat.
What's your favorite part of the trip so far?
Oh, I don't know. We had a helicopter ride up to the top of the glaciers and sat on them. I have a friend in Sitka, so we spent a few days with him and went fishing. But the National Geographic boat's a wonderful trip.
Sounds like, did you have some luck fishing?
Yeah, we got a bunch of halibut. We threw most of them back, kept one for dinner.
Terry and Jim Teary were from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and just got off the Lindblad National Geographic Sea Lion this morning and touring around Petersburg, beautiful small town, very reminiscent of some of the towns along the coast of Maine. We're from New Hampshire originally, so beautiful, except we don't have the mountains, of course, or the glaciers. Anyway, it's a spectacular day. Lovely trip. Great ship, and we've enjoyed every minute of it.
Have you guys had some favorite parts so far, or things you've seen that you're pretty excited about?
Well, one of the most striking things was the retreat of South Sawyer Glacier. We know that glaciers around Alaska, a lot of them anyway, have been retreating over the past few years, but to have seen the massive volume of life of ice that's been lost in the last 7 or 8 years was just amazing. It makes one wonder about the future.
Would you guys come back to Alaska if you had the opportunity?
Oh, absolutely.
Is this your first time here?
Yes, it is.
One of the few states we've never been in.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Reddy. I'm from Plymouth, Massachusetts. And so far we've seen most of the glaciers and seen a lot of wildlife and enjoyed our boat ride.
And would you come back to Alaska if you had the opportunity?
Oh, absolutely. This is our second time here. We were here 5 years ago and loved it so much we wanted to come back and see more.
With the National Geographic boat or the Lindblad?
Yes. I was on the Seabird last time. Now we're on the Sea Lion.
My name is Sue Lynn, and I'm from Harwichport, Massachusetts. Just happens that we live very close to each other. We didn't know each other before this trip. Alaska is a place I've always wanted to go. I feel like when I got off the plane at Anchorage, I was finally where the real world lived. It's like, this is it. This is life. This is the world. It's not that place back where we live. Although Cape Cod is a gorgeous place and has many wildlife refuges, a lot of wildlife as well. But yes, would I come back on a heartbeat?